Thank you for listening to The Kim Komando Show. You are now listening to the weekend of October 30th, 2021.
Oh gosh, you're not going to believe this. A hiker was lost in the Colorado Mountains for more than 24 hours, and his family doesn't know what's going on, and they're saying maybe he's lost, maybe he's hurt, and so they call the search and rescue team. And then the search and rescue team, they go all out trying to find this guy, and they keep calling his cell phone number. They keep calling his cell phone number until finally somebody says, hey, you know what? We found him. He's back at his car. Everything's safe. And then the search and rescue squad leader says, hey, you know, didn't you see us calling? And he's like, you know, there were a whole bunch of calls coming in from the same number, and I didn't recognize the number, so I didn't answer the phone. So with that, a little safety tip is that if you're overdue, according to your itinerary, this is what the search and rescue team posted on Twitter, and you start getting repeated calls from an unknown number, please answer the phone. Yes. I mean, what was this guy's train of thought? I'm lost. I can't find my way back. I don't want to risk anything by talking to a telemarketer. What? Yes. I mean, seriously, his car warranty could have been in jeopardy. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. We talk about the gadgets, the gizmos, your online security, your privacy, making money, saving money. And I'll tell you, all these digital dilemmas. I'm, of course, your beloved digital goddess, Kim Komando, here with you. And you can hear the show on over 400 top stations from coast to coast and around the globe. I love this. On American Forces Network Radio, serving more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. And just a quick reminder, you can also find the Kim Komando Show streaming in your favorite radio app, and streaming on demand as a podcast, as a webcast, whatever you want to do, over at getkim.com. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And of course, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. All right, let's get this party started, right, with five things that you need to know about tech that's happening right now. And we have to start. I know I'm tired of hearing about it too, but we have to start with Facebook. I mean, it's no longer any question that Congress is going to take action against Facebook. I mean, they're going to be talking about how these algorithms have harmed society. But this was an interesting little tidbit that I thought I would share with you. Okay, 5 years ago, Facebook gave users these additional ways to react to a post. So aside from just liking, so they added love and laughing, wow, sad, or anger. Now, Facebook's engineers discovered that whatever made people angry also led them to use Facebook more, which increased revenue. So smart. They also discovered that whatever angered people was often fake news and misinformation and sometimes just outright lies. So Facebook pushed those posts that provoked anger, and it's all detailed in the Facebook papers that are all over the web. So only now that we're really learning the full story of Facebook's involvement in the January 6th attack on the Capitol, but there's still a major question that I'm wondering, like, why are we so angry? And why are we angry at Facebook? And what about the kids? You know, all this is coming out, too, about Instagram and how they're manipulating kids and their self-image. But they claim that they can't stop the kids from joining Instagram. Well, this is really interesting to me, too, that a UK startup, a small company, yes, a small company, they have developed AI using cameras that a child can look at the camera on their device and it will say with like 99% accuracy how old the child is. So another question, if a UK startup can do this, why couldn't Facebook? I think we have to watch the money train again. Number two, some shady companies are behind some popular security cameras. And I want you to check your brands because they've been sold at Best Buy and Home Depot and, of course, online. There's Lorex, which is a subsidiary of Dahua Technology, and Esviz, which is owned by Hikvision. Now, both companies are on the government's economic blacklist over the surveillance that they're doing in a Chinese province. So if you own cameras made by these companies, you think twice about keeping them. I mean, I know it's not always easy to find out where your tech is made. And these cameras are made, obviously, in China. Okay, but there is a website, productfrom.com. And on that website, you can tell where nearly 83,000 products are made. So again, the two brands are Lorex and Esviz. product, number three, rather, on our news is Alexa, page the nurse. Well, here's what's going on. 2.5 years ago, this is so smart, Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles had this pilot program, and Alexa, with all these speakers from, of course, the Echo speakers, were added to more than 100 rooms. And it does make sense, because if you've ever been in the hospital taking care of somebody or yourself, you know, you hit that call button, hit the call button, hit the call button, and not always get the most immediate response that you need. So now if you have an Echo in your hospital room, or they're also saying now in retirement communities, that we will have an Echo show that could be added, and so you can drop in, and then people can ask for other features like listening to music or even turn on the television. And you can also conduct conversations with faculty, staff, and other residents, maintenance requests, check-ins, and announcements. And you can also play hide-and-seek with Alexa, but there's one part of the hospital where the voice assistant will always, always find you. That's at the ICU. That was a good one. All right, number four, space for when you really want to get away from it all. Okay, billionaires and rockets. It's been the theme recently, Jeff Bezos and his Blue Origin Aerospace Company, but they're going to be doing something else. They're going to have something beyond just quick tourist trips to the edge of space. They are going to be building a space station that would be combined, they say, with a mixed-use business park and a premier commercial destination in low Earth orbit. They're calling it the Orbital Reef, and it's going to be made up, they always have our acronyms, a large, integrated, flexible environment, which is really nice because it's short for a life module. Living quarters covering three floors, a kitchen, garden, a space plane to take you back and forth from Earth. Now, you might be sitting there saying, oh, gosh, Kim, this sounds really great, but I'm never going to see it in my lifetime. The plan is to deploy this thing between 2025 and 2030. Well, it makes it sound like you're going to have all these modular habitats all taken together. But here's the thing. The Orbital Reef is supposed to be a little smaller than the International Space Station. And they say it can be habitable up to 10 people. That's it. There's also supposed to be like cozy little restaurants there too. And I hear that the food is, you know, going to be out of this world, but it's going to be overshadowed by a lack of atmosphere. Thank you. And finally, number five, a real Netflix nightmare. Okay, if you still haven't heard about Squid Game, what are you waiting for? It's kind of like Hunger Games, but it's set in Korea, where these cash-strapped contestants, they take part in children's games like Red Light, Green Light to win millions, or they die trying. So it's certainly not everybody's cup of tea, but it is Netflix's biggest series launch ever, viewed by, I don't know, I saw a number recently, like 144 million folks. So, of course, it's trendy. Now, according to EachNight.com, it's a site about sleep. Google searches for the term Squid Dream skyrocketed 1,800% at the beginning of October. Okay, but listen to this. The search numbers for the term Squid Nightmare, are up almost 5,000%. I mean, granted, before October, nobody had squid nightmares. I mean, you know, I've had bad dreams involving actual squids, but they always show up well-armed. Yes. You know, I have to tell you an interesting story. I have now ownership of my mother's car, and I called up a dealer friend of mine, and I said, you know, I'm wondering, you know, how much it might be worth. And he told me, and then a friend of the family, I've known him for 19 years and a friend of the show, said to me, I really like to buy that car for my wife. And I said, you know what? I think that'd be a great car. I mean, it'd be easy for your wife to get in and out of. It's got a great little hatchback. And I said, but you know, before I sell you the car, cause you're my friend, is that I want to take it over to the Mercedes dealership and let's just do everything from, you know, bumper to bumper, and let's make sure that everything's okay. So I do that. And then Roger, the guy at the dealership, calls me and he says, you know, I'm sorry to tell you this, that, you know, the car is worth about $15,000. It has 21,000 miles on it. It's a 2009. Okay. And the good news is it has low mileage, and the bad news is that it has low mileage because it wasn't driven very much. It needs a lot of work. It needs some transmission work. It needs a new differential. And I was like, this sounds like big money. And he said, yeah, it's $4,400 in repairs. I went, whoa, wow, on a $15,000 car, right? And then I said to Roger, you know what, Roger? I have Car Shield. He's like, you have Car Shield? I said, yeah, I have Car Shield. And he's like, do you know the policy number? And I'll call them for you. He calls me back and he says, guess what? Instead of $4,400 on that car, it's going to be $100. You owe us $100. I'm like, wait, what? Because I have Car Shield? And he said, yes, $100 instead of $4,400. I mean, seriously, dealing with car repairs, you know, it's a nightmare. And you're like, oh, I mean, look at me. I mean, you know, 1/3 of the car's value just totally gone. But not for me. Your Car Shield. I have Car Shield. I mean, Car Shield will save you thousands. It just did with me. You get to pick your favorite mechanic like I did. Car Shield's administrators take care of the rest. It's like having your own team of auto repair problem solvers. Now, plans from Car Shield even provide roadside assistance, rental coverage, and even trip reimbursement, all at no additional charge. So whether your car has 5,000 miles or, like my mother's car, 21,000 miles or 150,000 miles, Car Shield has monthly coverage options to fit your budget. I'm telling you, if you have a used car, you better go get Car Shield. Get coverage today and see why Car Shield cars go farther. Visit carshield.com/Kim, special address, and you're going to save 10%. That's carshield.com/Kim. A deductible may apply. Really amazing. From $4,400 to $100, because I have Car Shield. Yes, I'm a believer. Coming up in just a few moments, speaking of your car, why you should wrap your car keys in aluminum foil, and then later on, how maybe changing your voicemail greeting can save your life. And of course, we have all of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder, I read every single email that you send me through the site. So if you head over to komando.com, there's a button in the top right-hand corner that says Email Kim. Yes, I read every single one. Now, don't be thinking like you're going to be that smart aleck guy that goes, oh, well, Kim, let me see if you read every one, and I'm going to go ahead and send you. No, don't do that. I don't respond. I use your questions to answer here on the show, as well as tips and content on the website. Again, that's Komando with a K, of course, KOMANDO.com. And in the top right-hand corner, hit the link that says Email Kim. Let's see. Paul in Portland, Maine. Hello there, Paul.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How can I help you today? Hey.
Well, congratulations first on your induction into that Hall of Fame. That's quite something.
Oh, you know, thank you, Paul. It's really a humbling event. It really is. Thank you for your kind words.
Oh, well, anyways, my question is, excuse me, being a part-time musician, my songbook has got quite large, and my songs, of course, are on 8.5 by 11 paper that I've typed out or sometimes downloaded them from the internet and typed and printed them out.
Okay.
But they're in a 2-inch binder, which is getting too much to carry around. So what I'd like to do is hit some kind of device, a tablet of some sort, and put these songs on there and then in some kind of either application app or program. I'm not sure what it's called. So I can bring these up in alphabetical order and see what I mean, go from one song to another without carrying that book around.
So what kind of instruments do you play?
Well, I play the guitar, fiddle, harmonica, and sing.
Wow.
And my wife plays with me. She's music, that is. She's plays percussion instruments, and she sings too.
That's awesome.
So we have a good time.
Yeah. So can you sing the theme song to my show?
Oh, I don't even know. I'm not sure, I'll tell you the truth. Never thought of it, never tried it.
Oh, okay. Well, it's like, she's a lady, whoa, whoa. Okay, you don't want me to sing, okay? It's bad. Okay, it's bad. Okay, so since nobody wants to hear me sing, and then the ratings will go, they'll probably take away my Hall of Fame nomination if I keep singing, is that let's talk about this. Okay, number one, I only want you to buy an iPad, okay?
iPad, okay.
But so buy the biggest iPad that you can afford. That's the bottom line there. Okay. Then there's an app called, the heck is it? It's called Four Score.
Four Score,
yeah.
Okay.
F-O-R, by the way, Score.
Yeah.
Okay. This is amazing. It will allow you to organize all your music. You can download PDFs. You can import all the music that you want. And it will go along with you as you're playing. There's remote controls built in. You can share songs with other people. I mean, this is like the primo app. Okay. Now, there's a free version. There's a pay version. The pay version is only 10 bucks. Okay. So we're not going to get crazy with it. So again, it's called Fourscore, F-O-R-Score. I'd like to recommend like three different ones. But when it comes to this, there's the de facto standard. And that's this one. It's Fourscore, F-O-R-Score as an app. And next time you call in, Paul, I expect you to sing that Tom Jones song, She's a Lady, because I have a feeling, or do it on the fiddle, or do it on the guitar, or do it anyway. And again, thank you for your call. Stay right where you are. We're going to talk about aluminum foil and your car keys, here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, a couple of things I want to pass along before we go back to all your phone calls, and then also we have our security tip just moments away, is that you might be wondering, like, if I ever said, you know, you should wrap your key fobs in aluminum foil, and you'd be like, oh my gosh, is that Kim Komando putting on an aluminum foil hat now? No. Here's the reason why. Inside your key fob, there's a tiny computer chip programmed with that unique code. Okay, if the codes match up, the car will open. So this tech has kind of some programming issues, and hackers are using this vulnerability to unlock cars and steal them. So if you want to prevent that from happening, you got a couple of options. You just wrap your key fob in aluminum foil. And then, of course, you'll have to convince all your family and friends that you didn't fall for some wacky conspiracy theory. But the tactic will prevent hackers from stealing your signal. Now, if you don't like that idea, is that you just take a box and you line it with an aluminum foil, and then you put your keys in it when you're home. And then we've got more information and some other tips over at Komando.com that you don't want to miss. And one thing about Amazon is that Amazon only wants you to shop on Amazon. That's no great secret. But this may be something that you don't know about. The Amazon Shopper Panel, I don't know if you've heard about this, but they ask you to upload 10 receipts from purchases that you've made elsewhere, like grocery stores or department stores or Costco or Walmart, whatever it is. And then you take surveys of your shopping habits and you can earn, say, up to $120 a year in rewards every month. Every year, rather. And so what they're saying is that Amazon says it's going to help us serve you better. Well, you know what they're doing. They're seeing what you're buying elsewhere that you're not buying from them. So that intel's worth money. In case you want to check it out, over at the website, hitkomando.com, and then there's a link that says Kim Show. We've got all the details. Joe in Omaha, Nebraska. Hello there, Joe.
Hello, Kim.
Welcome.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. What's going on?
So I was wanting to pick your brain about a problem. Well, it's not a real big problem that we're having. We have a retail environment for camera sales, and in that store, we also do printing for our customers. And the reason why I'm calling is we have a bit of a problem, a challenge sometimes getting images off of people's phones.
Well,
The way we have it set up right now is, like, for the iPhone customers, we have AirDrop. We have a computer that we can use for AirDropping.
Okay.
For Android customers, we typically go to our the kiosks have a program. You know, it's kind of part of the computer system that does this, not something that it's like a special app or anything.
Okay.
But a customer can take a picture or bring up their phone with a QR code if they have a QR code reader. Hopefully they do. Some of them don't. If they do, then it's easy. You just click on it. They can upload. First selection is, you know, that. Select what photos you want. Then after they've selected the photos, they can click on, go back in there and click on a upload button, and it will upload the photos directly to the computer that they're on, so which is kind of nice.
Okay.
But the problem with both of those systems is there is a limit to how many you can do. And I've never really been able to figure out what the limit is. It's somewhere between 50 and 100, depending on
Before you continue, what is the purpose? Are they asking you to edit all these photos, print out the photos, make a photo book?
Mostly create items, yeah. But some people, my second question is going to be that. Some customers want me to take everything off their phone so they can put it on their hard drive. or a thumb drive or whatever it's going to take.
Okay. We need to streamline you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We need to make your life not so complicated.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm working with people who don't really even know how to turn their phone on.
Which is frightening. Okay.
Yeah.
On so many different levels. You know what I'm talking about, with privacy and security and scams and robocalls and anything else that under the sun that might be out to get them.
Yeah.
You know, working with individuals that aren't so savvy, it is challenging, but I can tell that you have a tremendous amount of patience, which is awesome. Okay. What I would want to do is I would want to eliminate a lot of these steps. If I were you, let me just tell you what I would do. Okay.
Okay.
I would want to eliminate a lot of steps and a lot of hand holding. Okay. And, and I would set up maybe a Google Photos account or a Dropbox. Okay. And I would give them step-by-step instructions in a book, in a PDF, whatever it may be, you know, they could look at it online, give them step-by-step instructions on how to do this, along with links along the way. I would also do a video tutorial and put that tutorial up on YouTube and then tell them if they click the three dots, there's a transcript. So they don't have to watch the whole video. They can read along and they can do it. So what you're going to do is you're going to empower them to use that phone the way that it was intended to do and to teach them how to drive the car. So you're not sitting in the right seat all the time, you know, as they're going down the road. And it's going to take some time and patience, but you'll find once they do it, once that person can say, yes, they do it, then they feel that satisfaction. But the way that you're doing it now, I think is going to be, it's number one, it's very time consuming and time is money.
Right. And I don't have the resources.
Yeah. And unless I was going to say, unless you can have somebody stand by the door like Apple does and say, make an appointment for the Genius Bar. And we'll spend an hour or so with you, whatever it may take, you know, which that's not you. So,
yeah, right.
So we've got to figure out how to take you out of minutia land. Right. And make the customer take some of these steps, even if they have to come in your store and they sit down and they read it and you have the video going on a TV and you say, you know what, just do all this. And if you run into any problems, I'll be right here with you. And then you have it in, like I said, Google Photos, you can put it in a Dropbox. And they can figure, you know, though they will figure it out. They really will. People will figure this out. I mean, I've been doing this for so many years. I mean, started training people on, you know, Microsoft Word and Lotus 1-2-3. Yes, little kids, ask your parents about Lotus 1-2-3, or maybe your grandparents, depending on how old your parents are. And if you give them the steps, they will take it. But you're not going to be able to grow your business if you're holding everybody's hand. And you have to be forward thinking, because if you don't innovate, you evaporate. And so I want you to make sure that this business is going to be open in 5 years. And if you're holding people's hands just to get them to print things out, it's just not going to work. It's just not going to work. Why don't you give it some thought, Joe? And if you have any questions afterwards, just give me a call back and we can walk through the next steps. And thank you for your call. All right, so you may be seeing some things online, and you may have heard me talk about it on our digital life hack. You may have seen it on the site about how changing your voicemail can save your life. So let's say something's happened to you. You're hiking, you're lost, your car breaks down, whatever it is, and your battery is not so high. Maybe you got 5%. Now, if you're ever in an emergency situation, you have to use your common sense, okay? You call your family. You call your friends. You text them. In some places, you can even text 911, and we have the links on the website. But there's something that maybe you hadn't thought about. If your battery is about to die on your phone, you're in an emergency situation, change your voicemail greeting and say, hi, this is where I am. This is what's going on. This is where I think I'm located. This is where I'm headed. This is the person or persons around me. Come help me. Because even when your phone dies, when somebody calls you, what do they get? they get your voicemail greeting. That's right. So we have the steps on how to change your voicemail greeting. We have the steps on how to text 911, some other good details. Just head over to commando.com, of course, with a K. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. When you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. All right, still to come this hour, we've got more of your great phone calls. And also, we have a smart trick to know when your phone's camera or mic is being used. And, of course, you have more of me, Kim Commando. All right, as you're sitting here listening to the Kim Commando Show, I know that you love all things digital. You love to stay up to date on everything technical. And that's why we have a podcast, Kim Commando Explains. It's not the show. We don't take calls. It's really where I delve into one particular topic. And I've changed it over the last couple of months. So it's really, it's just Kim Commando Explains. Every week, 20 minutes, I'm going to teach you about one particular thing. Now, this week, it's all about cyber stalking. I mean, online harassment victimizes 40% of Americans. So how do you know if you're being stalked? What can you do to prevent it? How do you control your devices? How do you do more than just change a password or reset it back to factory defaults? And when do you really need to get like a burner phone because things are getting really serious? So that's why I want you to get Kim Commando Explains, wherever you get your podcasts, you know, Google, Apple, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, you name it, just search for Commando with a K and make sure that you rate, you review, you follow, you subscribe to Kim Commando Explains. And back to the phones we go with Cindy in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Hi there, Cindy.
Hello.
Hi. You sound frustrated.
Oh, yes, I am frustrated because of the question that I have for you.
Okay.
I have recently had problems with my battery in my car, and it has a serious capability, the phone service, but I never subscribed to that. But I've been having batteries die on me more than is normal. And
Wait, you're talking about the car battery, not the phone battery, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Right. But I'm thinking that it's my Android phone that is causing me the problem because of something I found on the internet.
And of course, you know what? If you read it on the internet, it's got to be true, right?
Yes. Although this is a website I felt I should trust, but I may be wrong.
No, that's okay. Before you go on, let me just understand. So you said you blew through a couple of car batteries. You replaced one after the other?
Yes.
In the period of weeks, months, years?
Months. Oh. It started in January of this year, okay. And I didn't think the battery that was in there was that old. But I don't remember prior to that. But by April, the battery was dead again. And now we're in October, and the battery is dead for the third time. And the dealership has my car right now, but they're swamped, and they won't get to it until tomorrow.
Okay.
But I had a discussion with the gentleman that I gave my keys to at the dealership, and I was trying to explain what I read on the internet about the Bluetooth in my car and the possibility that my Android phone is turning it on and the Bluetooth is draining the battery. And when I left, he was more frustrated than I am. So
okay. Well, let's just backtrack just a second, okay?
Okay.
If this was happening to me, I would, number one, I would tell the dealership to make sure that they do any type of updates. How old's your car?
How old?
Yeah.
It's a 2014.
Okay. I'd ask them to make sure that they're doing any type of software updates that are possible on the car. Okay. Because, you know, they routinely, here's what happens, because I know this because it happens to me. It's like even right now, and I'm not on Android, and I drive a Mercedes, and I have an iPhone, okay? Even right now, my iPhone won't work with CarPlay because I have a brand new iPhone with a brand new operating system, and they have to update the truck's operating system for me to talk to each other. Okay.
So, oh, my goodness.
So I'd ask because you're getting constant updates with this Android phone. And it may not be talking to the car nicely. So I would ask them to look for any type of software updates that are available for the car. And okay. And if they are available, we want you to go ahead and download them and to update them. Now, the other thing, too, that you can see if this is an issue with the Bluetooth and your phone is a simple test is you just unpair. Make sure that you unpair everything from that car. And let's just see if the battery is, in fact, you know, not working nicely with the phone, or maybe there's something else going on in this car's electrical system. Because, you know, it's not just a solitary car anymore. I mean, it's not just one unit. You know, you have a computer on wheels, even a 2014.
Yes, I'm well aware of that.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's not.
It's a little frightening.
Right.
It's a little frightening.
Exactly. But you can't just isolate that it's just this. We have to look at all the components. We want to make sure that there's no dome lights or trunk light or anything else that may be going on. My mom's car used to have an issue like this with the battery and had nothing to do other than the hatchback light that nobody would ever see because it was covered by a rug would turn on. Okay. So what I want to do is I want to make sure that we are exhausting anything possible that could be wrong with this car before we just blame it on the Android. I have a feeling that there's something else going on in this vehicle that has nothing to do with this phone. So, Cindy, call me back. Let me know what you find out. And thanks for your call. Coming right back, there's a new trick to know if your phone is listening here on the Kim Komando Show. Okay, so with the arrival of iOS 14 on your iPhone, if you see a little orange dot, it means that your mic is being used. A green light means that the camera is being turned on. Now with Android, we have an app that you can use that gives you these indicator lights, and you can find the link to it free for the taking over at komando.com. Just hit the link for Kim's show and stay right where you are. We have another hour coming up here on the Westar Multimedia Network. Hey, so Windows 11 is here, and just like I predicted, it has a lot of glitches, issues. Like, for example, it slows down some processors by 15%, mostly AMD processors. Now, other problems like killing Intel networking software, and sometimes this must be very annoying. When you hit the Start button to bring up the new centered Start menu, the keyboard starts working. Okay. Other than that, it's fabulous. You know, I was watching an interview with Arnold Schwarzenegger the other day, and the reporter noticed that he was carrying a laptop. And so the reporter asked Arnold if he upgraded to Windows 11, and he shook his head and he said, "I still love Vista, baby." Ah, yes. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls of all ages, just an example of the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. It's America's most trusted source for all things digital. And of course, it's the largest tech-related show on the air ever. You can find us on over 420 top stations from coast to coast. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can find us streaming as a podcast or as a webcast 24/7 over at getkim.com. And we're also on the American Forces Network Radio. I love this. Special thanks and salutes go out to our servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, and the Space Force who are protecting our great nation as I speak. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, that's 1-888-825-5254. All right, this is part of the show where I like to talk about consumer tech, things that will keep you up to date and maybe things that you want to purchase because there's been updates and some stuff that maybe you shouldn't buy. I mean, over at Komando.com, Ben, our trusty news director, did a great review a few months ago about the Aura Smart Ring. It's an actual ring that you wear on your finger, but it has all these sensors. It tells you how well you sleep, your heart rate, and all these other metrics. And they've been around a few years, but they got a lot of attention post-pandemic because they found like slight variations in somebody's breathing patterns or what have you was an early indicator that that person could maybe have COVID. Well, they just announced their third generation of smart rings. They have better LEDs that monitor your heart rate all day instead of just at night. They can predict menstruation 30 days in advance based on changes in body temperature. And then coming later this year still is that you can record your heart rate while you exercise to have workout insights. And then next year, they say it's going to be able to track your blood oxygen level while you sleep. It costs $300, and you only have access to some of those new whiz-bang metrics. You have to pay a $6 membership fee. And you know what they say? If you like it, you better put a ring on it. No, I know. That was bad. All right, number two, how about rekindle your love of reading? That's right. There are all these new Amazon gadgets making most of the headlines, but there's a product that you may have missed. I mean, aside from the $1,000 Alexa-powered robot, yeah, a tiny drone that flies around in your house and patrols when you're gone, or there's an Amazon Echo control center that you put on the wall. Well, this one isn't as sexy or exciting, but it's something that I thought you should know about. It's the fifth generation Amazon Kindle Paperwhite. It's been 3 years since the last version. It has a way bigger screen. Ever since the first Paperwhite was released in 2012, it's had a 6-inch screen. This one's about an inch bigger. It's brighter. You can also change the light color temperature. It's fabulous on your eyes. No more micro USB connector. Thank you for that. It has a standard USB-C port for charging. The higher end edition, the signature edition, you can charge it wirelessly, which is fantastic. The prices have gone up. The Kindle White, Paperwhite rather, starts at $140 for 8 gigs, make it $190 for the 32 gig signature edition. And if you want to cut out the ads, then that's going to cost you an extra $20. Now, you might be wondering why some ebooks have around 500 pages and then another novel has over 1,000 on your Kindle. I tell you, but it's a really long story. Number three, Photoshop, coming to a browser near you. This is interesting. You know, a lot of these older companies, they don't innovate, as I like to say, and then they evaporate. Well, you know, Adobe's been making all these other changes. Like with Photoshop, if you're into NFTs, now when you make it, you can put a digital signature. But here's the Photoshop on your web browser, is that it's not the full version, but it has all kinds of edits and enhancements. So like if you somebody photobombs you and you want to get rid of them, you just have to like tap it and then it just makes it disappear. So you don't have to do layers and masking and things like that. Think of it like Google Docs for Photoshop, because now you can have all this collaboration goes on. Adobe's is set to roll out Creative Cloud Spaces. They say bringing creative teams together and all this other stuff. You know. But speaking of photobombs, one time I accidentally photobombed a picture that was being taken of the band REM. And I ended up getting photoshopped out. I was really upset about that because that was me in the corner. All right. Crickets. That was a cricket one. All right. Number four, zooming to a computer near you is closed caption. It was only available to people who would pay every month, but now Zoom says it's rolling out to everybody, and it has. So instead of actively requesting live transcription, it can be requested using the meeting toolbar. Automated closed captioning is supposed to work in 30 languages over the next year. Right now, it's only available in English. And Zoom is also working on live translations for 12 different languages. I mean, that's really something. I mean, think about how Zoom has just really become part of our whole lexicon. Number five, the original iPod was literally a big, big, big secret. Now, let's think back. Come back with me to 2001, October 23rd, 2001. The very first iPod was released, yes, 20 years ago. It was a big surprise for everybody back then. Apple did all they could to keep it under wraps because they didn't want anybody to be taking pictures or seeing it or stealing it at a bar, because that has happened to them. So the original story, little fun fact for you, the iPod launch was such a big deal that Apple actually created a prototype that didn't look anything like the finished product at all, just in case there were any type of leaks. So 2 months before the iPod was unveiled, they built this thing, I guess you'd say, consisting of these very large, very, very ugly yellow plastic housing. Now, in the upper right-hand corner was a tiny screen, and beneath that, a row of large buttons like marked up and down, left and right. And on the upper left, there was that wheel that, you know, everybody soon came to love, right? It was fabulous. But the one on this prototype didn't really work. So this iPod, the real one, can fit in your pocket. Now, this prototype could hardly fit in a backpack, and that was the idea. So when asked about the prototype's big reveal on Twitter, the iPod's inventor, Tony Fadell, said it was made very quickly, and it was mostly air on the inside, and the wheel really didn't work. I mean, that was a sneaky move. I mean, my first iPod stopped running years ago. I mean, it was so bad. I can't even walk, man. Coming up in this hour, we've got a lot of terrific things that you don't want to miss. Like, for example, we have Brand New or Not True. And You know, every week I say this, I think this week is going to be the toughest one yet. So I'm really hoping that our special guest contestant, our victim, is really on the ball because, and you better be listening too, put on that thinking cap. And then still to come in just a few moments, the apps that drain your phone's battery and storage the most, you don't want to miss that. And of course, you have more of me, Kim Komando, here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, it's the way to join us. And just a quick reminder, if you're listening to the show, gets interrupted for whatever the reason, and if you want to hear certain parts again, just a quick reminder that you can subscribe on Apple, Android, as well as you can head over to GetKim.com. And by the way, over at GetKim.com, we offer discounts for seniors and service personnel and military. And again, that address is GetKim.com. How about we start this hour with Betsy in Nashville, Tennessee. Hi there, Betsy.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm great. How can I help you there in Nashville, Tennessee?
Well, first of all, I love your show. I listen to it while I run. But today I'm calling because I've had a problem with some nosy family members that maybe have overstepped their privacy boundaries a lot. For instance, I had to stop using my phone because even when I tried to use VPN, it seemed like it was as if they still somehow could remote control it. The other thing was, I don't know how to describe that. The other thing was,
okay,
wait.
You know, Betsy, you're going too fast. Okay.
Okay.
So come on back to me, all right? All right. So you have certain family members that you think are, like, cyber-stalking you?
Well, yeah, and I actually have, I had one that had committed, like, financial fraud in my name. So it's not implausible. It's okay. Not high in the sky. You know, I've caught them trying to slander me. And for instance, let me move to Facebook for a second. I had an issue where it came to my attention that one of my family members had gone on Facebook. At the time, they were a friend. I mean, who wasn't your friend on Facebook?
Everybody.
And they had reached out and contacted people and just basically libeled me to them since it was in writing. Made claims about me.
What'd they say?
Whatever. They said things like, she needs medication or something like that. Right. And I'm actually perfectly sane, even though this question, you know.
Sure. I got it. I understand.
Sounds odd. But what, I guess, how do you move on from that? And how do you ensure your privacy is maintained in the electronic universe?
Gosh, Betsy, that's such a tough question, right? It is.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, because we're all hopping online and we're telling everybody everything that we wouldn't say anything to anybody 15, 20 years ago, right? But suddenly we get online and do that. If I were in your situation, I'm trying to think what I would do is I would create some, and your purpose to stay online is to do what? To say on Facebook, for example.
Well, I actually had ended up cutting off my Facebook, but you get to a point now in this age where you have like no name and no face online, and that's not really fun either. How do you find a balance?
Yeah, how do you get? I was just going to say
a human connection these days. That's my purpose, I think.
You know, it's pretty difficult. You know, if your family is doing this, I mean, you want to try to do everything you can to mitigate that it doesn't happen again, because it's very stressful, I'm sure. It's emotionally draining, and at some point, like you said, it's financially draining. And so if you want to have a presence on Facebook, somebody that I know that was kind of going through almost something like this is that if their last name, and this is not the person's last name, but if their last name was Maxwell, they joined Facebook as their first name, Max, or their first name, Will. So it's not their entire name. Okay. And then very, very restrictive on who's going to friend who and who's going to be part of that. And accordingly, on your phone, you know, you can get a Google Voice number. And what's nice about the Google Voice number is that it still can ring on your current phone, but it's a great screening mechanism because It's going to tell you who's calling before you call. And if it goes to voicemail, then you get a transcription of it. And then you can get a log. You can block certain numbers and you can do all kinds of things. But you're not giving out your main phone number. Okay. Then if you're on dating sites or whatever, again, you're going to give out a Google Voice number or you're going to give out a burner phone number. And then whatever device that you think that they have access to, that, of course, you're going to take the extra steps and you're going to reset it all back to factory defaults, which just wipe everything out. And if you really think that they're insidious, is that you need to go get a new SIM card. And it goes through various levels. Because let me tell you, it's so easy to find information about anybody. And, you know, I mean, you've heard me talk about this website, familytreenow.com. Well, I did a podcast with Rico Danielson, which you may have heard me talk about him before because he's helped track down a cyber stalker for one of our listeners. And in this podcast, Kim Komando explains, if you haven't listened to it, I would encourage you to do so because we walk through stalking, how to create this private, set up two-factor authentication, use the Google Authenticator app. And then at the end, Rico gives a website that PIs you. So you don't want to miss that. So wherever you get your podcasts, make sure that you search for Komando. And Betsy, thank you so much for your call. Coming up, we have brand new or not true. That's right. It's time for brand new or not true. And this week it's brought to you by Epson. Whether you need it for work, school, or a special project, it's important to have the right printer. The Epson EcoTank is a new type of printer that doesn't use cartridges. So you can stop buying those expensive ink cartridges and save yourself the frustration of replacing ink cartridges ever again. The Epson EcoTank printers have these super-sized, easy-to-fill ink tanks, and they just come with a ridiculous amount of ink. This means no more cartridges. If you're like me, I know, you've tried rationing your printing. You sit there and go, ooh, do I really need to print that in color? Maybe not. Or maybe you avoid just printing important documents altogether to save yourself from replacing those expensive ink cartridges. Well, the Epson EcoTank, you don't have to worry about running out of ink, so you can start printing in color all you want. You can kiss expensive cartridges goodbye, but you have to hurry, truly, because EcoTank is changing the way that people print. It's flying off the virtual and real store shelves. So go ahead and print all your work reports, your task lists, and your kids' homework assignments, and you can print it in color too. EcoTank makes it easy. Make the switch today. I'll tell you, I love my Epson EcoTank printer. Add the EcoTank to your online shopping list so you can just fill and chill. Epson EcoTank printers are available at Best Buy, Office Depot, Staples, and at Epson.com/EcoTankKim. That's right. It's time to now to play America's favorite radio game show sensation. It's something that I invented years ago when I called it brand new or not true, because every week we have so many new products that hit the market. And it's like sometimes you sit there and you go, well, not really sure what they were thinking. And then another time you think, well, glad I don't have my money wrapped up in that. And then other times you say, you know what, that was just a darn good idea, but I'm not going to be the first person to buy it. We're going to let it to go to Generation 2.0. So when you're listening to the Kim Komando Show or you're watching, I want you to be playing along at home and also in our interactive chat. I'm going to be giving out, I'm going to be talking about three different products, okay? And in the three products, two are fake and one is real. So two products are fake and one is real. And it's up to you to decide which is the real product. Now, you may notice that I don't give out product names because, well, people have been known to cheat. Yes, what a shocker. They Google search things. And so we want to keep it all on the up and up. And our special guest contestant victim this week is Melody from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hello there, Melody.
Well, hello there, Kim. I am so excited about this game and so glad to be here. This is amazing.
Well, thank you. And what do you do there in Oklahoma City?
I am an entrepreneur. I am just starting my own business, and I am doing the best I can every step of the way.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations on that business, being an entrepreneur. I'm sure we're going to talk about that in just a few moments. And just a quick reminder, so you'll hear the three products, two are fake, one is real. And if you win, Melody, you win the much coveted Kim Komando Show fanny pack. Yes, priceless.
Yes.
Yes,
it is priceless. All right. I love fanny packs.
Okay. Are you ready for product number one? Yes, it's.
Yes, I am.
Okay, think back to 1975, if you might. John Denver's Thank God I'm a Country Boy was a number one hit. And two super groovy guys in New York City invented the mood ring. Well, it's 2021, and one of those is making a comeback, and it's not John Denver, so it must be the mood ring. And now it's smart, but it's not a ring. It's a wearable mood bracelet. It tracks your emotional state with 90% accuracy, and it shows the you and the people around you what your mood really is. No more guessing. Are you upset? Are you happy? No. The bracelet will turn amber if you're nervous, green if you're calm, blue if you're relaxed, violet if you're passionate, and black if you're remorse or nervous, or maybe the darn thing just broke. Your mood is tracked by an app on your phone, so you can get stats and metrics about how you're doing. And best not to wear it rock climbing, as there are too many, maybe, ups and downs. $199. Product number two. Now, there are tons of websites where you can play chess online with yourself or other people and get rankings, but now there's a new chessboard that has tons of smarts. Of course, there's 16 pieces on each side, 64 squares, but this chessboard has been programmed with all the moves of Magnus Carlsen. Melody, do you know who Magnus Carlsen is?
I do not.
Okay.
I do not.
He is considered one of the best chess players ever. Okay. In 2004, Magnus, who was only 13 years old at the time, became the second youngest grandmaster ever. And then he's reached this ranking of 2,800. So this chess board has his kind of brain almost built in. It comes with an app, and then the chess board connects to your phone via Bluetooth. You can stream your games on Twitch. And if you ever forget the rules of chess, don't worry. You are allowed to check. $399. And finally, product number three. Do you use your phone too much? You probably know somebody who can't get his or her face away from the screen. We all know that person. They need a brand new phone. This revolutionary phone is ready to take on Apple, Google, Samsung, and these developers say it's either our way or the Huawei. Listen to these features. Battery never runs out of juice. Never. Never runs out of storage. Never. If you drop it, the manufacturer guarantees you will never break it. Never. One more time for the word never. There has never been a phone like this ever before. It's specifically designed without a battery, without a screen, or without a phone. It's thin, light, completely wireless. It acts as like a surrogate to any smart device. So this way in your hand, you can always have a rectangle of smooth, cold plastic to clutch. And you'll never again experience the unsettling feeling of flesh on flesh when closing your hand. $14.99. So we have the mood bracelet, the really high-tech chess set, or the phone. So two are fake, one is real. The pressure's on, Melody. Make your choice.
The pressure is on. I'm going to go ahead and go with my instinct. My gut is telling me that it is the mood bracelet.
The mood bracelet. Okay, let's see what our judges say. Melody.
The chess.
A revolutionary product comes along that changes everything. And it's very fortunate if you can work on just one of these in your career. No phone is very fortunate. It has been able to introduce a few of these
in
the world.
It's the phone, Melody. It's the phone. It's just a piece of plastic that you get to hold when you don't want to hold your phone. But you know what?
Oh, my goodness.
You've been such a great contestant. And I mean, I know you selected one and then you selected two. And then, so if one, okay, let me just ask you, Melody, if one and two are not the real products, which one would be the real product?
The third one.
Yes, Melody won the fanny pack. Yeah. Woo. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you won, Melody. Good job. Excellent.
Awesome.
All right. So,
awesome.
So what's on your mind?
Well, I have a lot of things on my mind. First, I just want to say that you are amazing. You are amazing. And I am in the process of starting a business.
Good. Good for you. What's the business going to do? What's the business going to do?
The business is going to focus on reinventing items such as furniture, household goods, anything that you can imagine can be reinvented. People are given a second chance all the time. Why can't wood? Why can't furniture? Why can't anything be given another chance? So I'm doing it. I'm just going to move forward with it to the best of my ability.
Okay, so are you looking at, so you're going to take in like vintage stuff and then fix it up and sell it? Is that what you're thinking?
That's what I'm thinking. And also do custom, like if somebody may have a piece in their home and they just don't want to part with it, but they're not happy.
Right.
I can come in and give it a new creation.
So you're like the furniture whisperer.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Good.
Okay. There's a silver lining in everything, and that has turned out to be the silver lining.
That's sweet. You're good. I like you. So what kind of questions do you have for me?
Well, the questions that I have for you are about software. What types of software do I need to have? What about advertising? What about equipment?
Oh, boy.
I am not an IT.
Okay.
I am not an IT person, but you have absolutely, I've learned so much from you. Leadership, running a successful business. My favorite are your how-tos and money savers. I love that.
All right. Well, let's thank you, Millie. Let's take it from the beginning. Okay. You're going to need a website, and you don't need to be a programmer to have one. Okay. Or to make one. There's a couple of places you can go. WordPress. Don't go there yet. You're not ready for that. Then you've got choices. You can go to Wix, Weebly, or Squarespace. Because you're going to be doing commerce, I want you to go with Wix, W-I-X. And so what happens is that you're going to be able to buy a domain for your store and make it easy and make it easy to say on the radio. Because so often people will go like, you know, shop for this. And is it the number four? Is it F-O-U-R? Is it F-O-R? You know, see what I'm saying? And
so
you're going to, number one, you're going to pick your domain. And you don't have to write this down because you know what? We'll write it up as a tip. You and I just chat right now, okay? So you're going to get the domain. You're going to set up the website. And then just because you build it doesn't mean that they come, right? And so that's always the challenge. How do I get traffic to the website? Well, that's where you can maybe list some things for sale on Etsy. And then have you been to Etsy yet?
I have.
Okay.
I have.
All right. So you open up a little store on Etsy, which, you know, you may not even need a website depending upon your business. So, you know, maybe what you do is you just set up in the beginning a little Etsy store. Now that I'm talking to you, that's what I would do. Set up a little Etsy store and then say if you're looking for something in particular or whatever it may be, you know, and if you're in the Oklahoma area, if it's too big, we can ship it. There's that service, You Ship It. I don't know if you ever use them, but you can ship anything to anybody using that service. Motorcycles, mattresses. I shipped a mattress from California to Phoenix for like, I don't know, $75, you know. And so
that's great.
Yeah. And the guy comes, they pick it up, they put it in their car, and then they deliver it. It's nice. So there are all these different services depending. So you have Etsy, you can also list it on eBay. But the whole idea is that you're going to now get your customer names and your database, and you're going to start creating some marketing materials so that this way you can send out email newsletters.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but first, we're not going to go to there yet. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to start at the baby steps in the beginning. And the baby steps at the beginning is that you're going to need an accounting program. You're going to need just sign up for QuickBooks. It's the easiest. That's what everybody uses. Again, you can do your...
I was going to ask you that. That's written down.
And then, you know, you can keep all your inventory and your sales and your taxes and, you know, and all that other stuff. That's number one. And then I also want you to set up an Etsy store. And then I want us to talk again. And then I want you to do something else.
Anything.
I want you to keep a notebook or, you know, a handwritten notebook with you.
Okay.
And when you have ideas, I want you to write it in the notebook. And so you're going to have like a tab for like 12 months, 5 months. You know, 12 months, a year, or a year and a half, 3 years. Don't go past 3 years. Time moves, you know, things are going to change too quickly. And so just keep writing your ideas down. Just keep writing them down. So many people, they have these ideas, they don't write them down, then they forget about them.
Yes.
Okay. Right. So you just keep writing them down. If you're on your phone, you can always say, you know, Siri, set a reminder to do this in a month or whatever it may be. But I find that if I have something tactile, and I don't have to pick up my phone. I don't get distracted by, oh, I wonder what's happening in the news. I should check my email. You know, I can kind of focus on that notebook. So do that. Set up the Etsy store, and we'll write this. I'll write up how to get this started. Okay, Melody? Now,
okay. I love the notebook idea. I love that.
Well, thank you. And it's what I do. It works for me. If it works for me, it might work for you. Okay. there's also something else, and I'm running out of time, but let's start with the Etsy store and you know, maybe an eBay store, but really Etsy and QuickBooks for right now. Start your notebook, and then we'll talk afterwards, and then I'll write up some tips for you along the way. Because right now I got to do a privacy tip. Yes, and this week it's brought to you by SimpliSafe. There's big news from my favorite home security company. SimpliSafe recently launched their new wireless outdoor security camera. And I'll tell you, it has all the advanced tech and security features that you want and you need to keep you and your family safe. It has this ultra-wide 140-degree field of view, 1080p HD resolution, 8x zoom. This thing is great. It has even built-in spotlight with color night vision, so you can keep an eye on what's going on day and night. Camera has it all, integrates with your SimpliSafe home security system, extends your protection to the outside. That's important. It means every door and window and room are protected along with your property. To learn more about the SimpliSafe wireless outdoor security camera, go to the special address, simplysafekim.com. SimpliSafeKim.com. They're offering 20% off your entire new system and your first month of monitoring service free when you enroll in interactive monitoring. That's simplysafekim.com. All right, this week's privacy tip is all about if you've been hacked in your email, the 5 steps to know if you are hacked, and then what you need to do afterwards. So if your email has been hacked, something, knowledge is power, hit the website at commando.com and hit the link that says Kim Show. Coming right up, we have more of your phone calls you don't want to miss. All right, when you think of stuff that drains your phone's battery and storage the most, what could it be? Well, it's based on a few factors, and I bet you can guess the top two, right? Facebook and Instagram. Yeah, they're draining your battery and also your storage. But according to pCloud, the top three most demanding apps are also Fitbit, Verizon, and also Uber. And in the storage space, we're looking at United Airlines, Lyft, and hitting the number three spot on this list is Uber. You can check out the entire list over at commando.com. Hey, still to come this hour, you can find out who's calling from an unknown or blocked number here on the Kim Commando Show. All right, now you may know or maybe have used star 67 to conceal your number from somebody who you're calling. Well, star 69, it traces the number of the last person who called you, even for hidden or anonymous numbers. So that's what you want to remember, star 69. Now, if you think that it's a scam or a spam caller is really harassing you, it's another number. It's star 57. This also gets the caller's info out of the logs, then it logs the data in a special way that you can pass it along to police. Now, you can also check with your phone provider, see if they offer call tracing codes. Now, if they don't, you need help, is that you might want to contact your provider. They can actually provide caller ID services, and you might even be able to find out who's blocking your caller ID. Now, if you need the exact steps, you need these codes again, you want to find out who's calling you from an unknown or blocked number, head over to commando.com and look for the link called Kim Show. It's near the top of the homepage. And you want to stay right where you are because we have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour and more terrific calls you don't want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network. Okay, everywhere. That's the answer to the question, where will a photo or video of my face be taken and then matched against some facial recognition system? Word out this past week, listen to this, that makeup may be able to fool most facial recognition systems. Now, I'm not talking about like crazy stripes and patterns or you doing your makeup like those old rockers that group Kiss. I'm talking about contouring. Okay, ladies, you know all about contouring. Guys, you don't. It's the makeup that the Kardashian clan made really popular. And so it looks like maybe your cheekbones are higher than they are and you've got swollen cheeks or a longer neck or whatever it may be. It's called contouring. But anyway, these contouring makeup, it actually will dupe facial recognition systems. But I started thinking about it. Okay, facial recognition systems in a time of a pandemic. Okay, you just wear a mask and sunglasses and, you know, you totally fit right in and poof goes, there's goes the millions of dollars spent on these high-tech facial recognition cameras. I mean, talk about flying at half mask. Yes, that's what's happening. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, it's another hour of America's most trusted, biggest show about all things digital. It's called The Kim Komando Show because, well, my name is Kim Komando. And you can find us on over 420 top stations from coast to coast. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app and also streaming as a podcast, webcast, whatever you want, over at getkim.com. And I always like to say hello to our listeners in the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force, and the American Forces Network Radio. Love to get your notes and love to hear from you. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. All right, this is part of the show where I like to talk about future tech, what's coming down the line. And when you're in technology, there's always something new. I mean, this week, we're going to start with bandages. You know, we're talking about Band-Aids. Well, here's the deal. Scientists at the University of Bologna in Italy, it isn't some kind of bandage that heals whatever it's covering, but the idea is very impressive. It's a new smart bandage that would be able to tell doctors when a wound was healed. That way, you know, doctors and medical professionals don't have to remove a bandage to actually check. So there's going to be a sensor built into the bandage that reads moisture levels coming from the skin, which is a major indicator of whether a wound has healed. And once that data is collected, it's transmitted from the bandage to a smartphone app showing real-time conditions. Now, the good news is that this smart bandage is said to be low-cost and disposable. Bad news, still prototype stage. But, you know, funny coincidence. I was planning to dress up as a bandage for Halloween, but then I thought to myself, I don't think so. It's just going to be too hard to pull off. Number two, what's new is already old. Yeah, the iPhone 13 is here, but guess what? News about the iPhone 14, I know, it's just crazy, is already out. The much-loathed notch at the top of the screen on the camera is supposed to be going away, finally, replaced with one of those little punch-hole selfie cameras like Samsung and the others have had for a few years. Yes, what's new on the iPhone is old on the Samsungs. But word has it the notch is only going away on the iPhone 14 Pro and Pro Max. Those are the big, most expensive ones. And then other people say that's going to be sticking around for the whole year. The iPhone mini, the little one, thing of the past after this year. And remember when the headphone jack disappeared? Everybody was so upset. They'd call the show and go, oh, Kim, I can't believe that Apple got rid of the headphone jack. Everything's going wireless. Well, instead of changing the charging port from Lightning to USB-C, which would comply with all new EU regulations in Europe, Apple's going to ditch the port entirely, making MagSafe the only way to charge your iPhone. Right. You know, I have a little MagSafe. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I think it's because I still have a case on mine. But, you know, no more Lightning port. That just struck me as very, very shocking. I know. I try. Number three, no more workers, no more problems. In the summer of 2020, fast food chain White Castle added a new employee to one of its Chicago locations, Flippy. Yes, a little robot that flips the hamburgers and does a whole bunch more. Miso Robotics designed it from California, and then they were trying to get fries to customers faster, less waste, and as possible because Flippy's tied to the point-of-sale system. So smart. So Flippy's making burgers. He's making cooking wings at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you know we also have this restaurant labor shortage. It's so bad that the National Restaurant Association recently reported that 4 in 5 operators restaurants are understaffed. So how much does this robot cost? Okay, Karen, make any guesses? Maybe you're right. Robot costs $3,000 a month, and it's about to get a chance to actually be installed at least 24 other fast food chains. Now, Flippy isn't the other one, only one. There's another robot from a company called Rich Tech. It has other skills. It can wait tables. It can bus tables. It's expensive. It's $20,000. It's being tested now in California pizza kitchens, you know. And right down the street, you have another robot being tested out as a surgeon, but right now, it only operates on batteries. Number four, space travel is a ballooning industry. We have a company based at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida called Space Perspective. So we're not talking about rockets anymore. We're talking about a 650-foot hydrogen-filled balloon. Wow. Okay. Pilot, 8 passengers, but it's still a balloon. Slow trip to cover the 18-plus miles to the topmost layer of the atmosphere. 2 hours up and down, 6 hours total. You can book a ticket now for Spaceship Neptune. It's going to have its first launch in 2024. I wouldn't be the first one, but maybe you like to take chances. It'll give you time to save, though, because it's $120,000. $120,000. There's another option here in Arizona. We have a company called Worldview Enterprises. They have their own balloon. It's looking at a 2024 launch, too. A typical ride on its 8-passenger Explorer capsule is supposed to be 6 to 8 hours. You go to 100,000 feet. Compared to Space Perspective, this balloon is cheap. It's only 50 grand. What a bargain. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, but don't expect these ticket prices to remain low. That's how inflation goes, especially with balloons. It goes up. And finally, it happened, and it wasn't Tom Cruise. I don't know if you heard about this, but this is really interesting to me. Russia, the then Soviet Union, was the first person to put into space, right? And the U.S., of course, was the first to put a person on the moon. So the space race between these two countries, our countries, it took a step back. But earlier this year, Russia announced a bold new plan to shoot the first movie in space, and they just did it. Two Russians, one actor and the other a director, lifted off from Kazakhstan, can never pronounce that, don't even ask me to spell it, on October 5th to film a movie on the International Space Station called Challenge. Well, after 12 days on board the ISS, the movie-making duo, a Russian cosmonaut, they landed safely back on Earth. And it's the first space race that Russia has really made and won in decades. Now, last year, Tom Cruise and a director, a guy by the name of Doug Liman, announced that they were working together on their own movie to be filmed in space sometime in 2021. Well, it's 2021, and if they're going to be going up for the holidays, I'm not sure to put up a Christmas tree. But at that time, we all knew that was Tom Cruise's movie was a $200 million project. Wow. You know, and he didn't even ask me. What is up with that? Backed by NASA and Elon Musk, SpaceX, a year later, this is all we know. I mean, you know, getting to space, let's think about it. That getting to space is already risky business. And, wow, shooting the first movie up there for Tom Cruise, it was apparently, you know, mission impossible. All right, coming up in this hour, you don't want to miss in just a few moments, how to password protect the page that lists all your Google searches and history. Because maybe you're searching for stuff like you don't want everybody in the house to really know about. You know, special stuff, secret stuff. I'm going to tell you more about that. And, of course, we have all of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder, if you're not getting our newsletter, specifically thecurrentnewsletter.com, is that you ought to check it out. You can sign up right now. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Head over to thecurrentnewsletter.com. The is part of the address, by the way. Thecurrentnewsletter.com. You can see a sample. You can sign up. And this is content that you don't find here on the show or on the site. It's really spectacular. It's one of our best products. Well, aside from the show, of course. Head over to thecurrentnewsletter.com. Once again, that's thecurrentnewsletter.com. And how about we start this great hour of the show with Carrie in beautiful San Diego, California. Hi there, Carrie.
Hi, Kim. Hail, digital goddess Kim Komando.
You're funny. You're cute. Thanks for making me laugh. What's going on?
I have a great idea about a new application to put on a telephone.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you what
yes,
it is?
I'm sitting here. I'm like on pins and needles, Carrie, because I'm thinking like this is going to change the entire universe.
Yes, it is. This is an app that calls yourself in the future.
Okay.
Okay. And the applications are, okay, you've got a doctor's appointment 6 months from now. Doctor's appointments are hard to get, so you call yourself, you know, like you set a telephone alarm, you set it for an hour ahead or 2 hours ahead,
sure.
Your alarm clock. Well, you set this app to call yourself in the future. So you set the number somehow, and I'm not technical about this. I just have the idea. So you dial in the date, you dial in the time, you call the number, you leave yourself a message, and then 6 months from now when your doctor's appointment is, it calls you and says, Carrie, you have a doctor's appointment today at 10 o'clock a.m. And or another application is you call people in the future and wish them happy birthday so that you can you don't forget on the day of their birthday. You call them ahead of time.
Okay, well, that would be kind of creepy because what if you die in between there and then the person gets a phone call from you? Be like freaked out, like, oh, my gosh, what happened?
But you remembered their birthday and they have a good feeling about you. And I thought of that. They have a good feeling about you that you thought ahead of time and gave them
good.
A phone call.
That might be
happy
nice.
Birthday.
Okay.
And
so,
and the best application of all is, have you ever gone into a room and you forgot why you went into that room?
And so you're going to call yourself to remind you?
I go into the room and then I get a phone call and I'm trying to figure out why I'm in this room. And I answer the phone and it says, hey, stupid, you forgot the light bulb.
You know, are you forgetful?
I am.
Okay. All right. So this is like the Carry app. This is just an app for Carry. Okay. Have you ever tried to use a reminders app? So like you could say like, I don't want to say her name because everybody's phone will turn on, but like, remind me in 6 months that I have a doctor's appointment. And then you can set a reminder that, you know, your phone will ring and it will set out an alarm. The lights will blink on the phone. I mean, I don't mean to discourage you because I love entrepreneurs, Carrie, but I wouldn't put my money in this one.
So they've already got this app and I just don't know about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not necessarily this app, but you can make your phone do this even better. Right. And so, you know, maybe not making the phone call. Well, I guess you could record something and then you could have it sent at a specific date, but I think you'd be better served instead of trying to come up when they're like, and I don't mean to discourage you. I'm always like, my glasses always half full, even though like it's a bad day. Everything's always great in my world. I mean, like, you know, my son looks at me and says, you know, Mom, everything is not rainbows, ponies and unicorns. And I'm like, yeah, it is. So I don't mean to discourage you. I just want you to be realistic. And maybe what we need, Carrie, is let me do this. Let me make a note, or John, if you can make a note in the back. We need to do a tip about how to use the Reminders app just for Carrie. And Carrie, thank you for your call. All right, you want to stay right where you are. We have some great tips coming up, including the best ways to hide what you buy on Amazon. All right, so this is part of the show where I like to talk to Allie Seligman. She's our amazing content queen. And Allie, we were talking about esports. And I think before we actually talk about esports, we have to define what esports is. So would you say esports is organized video gaming that people play who are really good? Other people can watch and they get all excited about it. And there are millions and millions of dollars in prizes. And the games are like Fortnite, League of Legends, Call of Duty, Madden, NFL, Counter-Strike. And now, don't you know, Al, that there are kids listening right now and they're hitting their parents on the side saying, look, Kim just said I can make money playing video games, so why can't I play every single day, right?
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. Basically, just competitive video gaming. And these people are making a crazy living from this. Like you said, this industry is nuts. It's really growing a lot. This year, on track to hit $1 billion in revenue. Like you said, the viewership is crazy too. It's not just the people who are playing earning lots of money. So many people tune in to watch this stuff. A lot of this happens on Twitch, which we'll get to in a little bit. It's basically a gaming streaming site. It's not just for gaming, but that's kind of the primary use of it. Now, how much money are we talking? Because like you said, if years ago you went up to your parent, your kid, and you said, I'm going to play video games for a living. They would say,
what?
Get out of my face. It's not going to happen. Yeah, you might still say that to your kid now because there are so few places, you know, so few spots. Not everybody can be the best. But it's actually if you're really good, it is something that you can make a great living at. So,
and you know what's interesting about that, Al, is that, like, for example, they have these video game houses. And I'm sure you're familiar with this. It's like where somebody will go rent a house, like a 20,000 square foot house, okay, and they'll put 10 guys or gals in there. And they wake up in the morning, they have chefs, they make them breakfast, OK? Okay. Then they video game for like 3 hours. And then they have to get up and they have to go work out. Okay. Then they have like this healthy lunch. And then they have to watch the game that they played and tell the coach how they should have played better. Okay. Then they go play again. This is like real athletes. Real athletes
exactly.
are doing this.
Yeah. You might think, you might hear us say competitive video gaming and think of, you know, just some guy sitting in his computer in a dark room. But no, this is intense stuff. I thought this was so interesting. A lot of people who are in this, they age out by the time they're kind of in their mid-20s. They're done. They retire. And it's not because they're not good anymore. It's because, like you said, it's so competitive. It's so rigorous. You know, they're spending, you know, at least 6 days a week, at least 12 hours a day playing these games. And it's not like, you know, all fun, rainbows and butterflies. They're not sitting there, you know, just playing for fun. They are really in it.
No, this is big. Yeah, big money. I mean, big money, a lot of people behind it, a lot of brands. They have their own sponsorships. They have their own endorsements. You know, because I'm just insanely fascinated by it, that people will watch other people play video games, but then at the same time, people watch other people play football. So is there a difference?
Right. The same kind of thing, right? Fortnite is one you mentioned. Most people know the name Fortnite. It's super popular. In 2021, their prize pool, $20 million that they gave out. The winner of their biggest event of the year took home $5 million.
Wow.
That is nowhere close to the game that gives out the biggest prizes. It's called Dota. I know about this one because my husband has played it on and off for years, not professionally, just for fun. And in this game, two teams of five, they play against each other. This year's grand prize just got doled out recently, $18 million
okay,
to the winning
team. Okay,
you know
what? I'm telling you, you know, Allie, you're missing the boat. You ought to tell Scott, hey, Scott, come on. It's time for you to pony up, babe. You know, get your butt in there. I know you're over 25. We'll take it easy. We just need to play like one season, just one season. That's all.
Oh, the sad part is he's just not good enough. That is the level of this. You have to be the best in the world to get this kind of money. So what about all the people who want to make money in gaming, but they aren't that good? That is where Twitch comes in. Amazon owns Twitch now. It's a streaming service where you can, you know, tune in, watch your favorite person, play video games. Some of these people are really good. Some of them not so good. You're just watching because you like their personalities. Well, this was pretty interesting. Recently, Twitch was hacked and the payouts to all their top streamers were leaked online.
Oh, I remember. I didn't look at the list, but I remember seeing the headline. And I think,
yeah,
I mean, I know everybody was like astounded by how much money. Because, okay, well, let's back up just before you give the money out, the numbers. Okay. They're making money from people that are giving them money watching, right?
Yes.
Okay. They're making money from the gaming companies. Then they're making yep. money from endorsements. So, you know, mm-hmm. and they probably have some type of merch that they're doing as well. And they yep. probably have a YouTube channel. I mean, and they probably have an agent who's taking a piece. I mean, you know, this is big business.
It really is. And the interesting thing about these numbers is these don't even account for their extras, right? Their merch and their YouTube channel and all that other stuff that you know earns them millions more dollars. It's not even in these numbers. This is purely just Twitch. So yes, it's all the money that I give you because I subscribe to your channel and I love you and I want all the extras. It's advertising revenue, all that stuff. Okay. The time frame here, this is from 2019 to October 2020. So almost 2 years, right? The top earning channel, it's called Critical Role, and this is a Dungeons and Dragons channel, and all the people on it, they happen to be professional voice actors. So they're really entertaining to listen to. It really is a great channel. In that time frame, $9.6 million.
Wow. That's crazy. I mean,
it really is.
Think about this. I mean, they went home and they went to have dinner with their parents. And around Thanksgiving, and they're saying, so honey, how are you? What are you doing? Well, there's this Twitch, and there's Dungeons and Dragons, and I'm going to be part of a group, and we're going to do a lot of the voice acting behind it. And I can do it from my van as I'm traveling around the country.
Yeah, there you go. And they're really, you know, I love they call themselves nerds. They say, yeah, we're just dorks who like this game, who sit around to talk about it. And they've made quite a living from it. Number two on the list, a guy named XQCOW, usually shortened to XQC. He's 25. He's from Canada. His name is Felix. He normally plays a game called Overwatch, and he's best known for what I will kindly call temper tantrums. He freaks out when he does badly. $8.4 million in that almost 2-year span for him.
You know, I remember I saw a video, like he was like throwing the controllers and jumping up and down. And I was thinking like, you know, it was a little dramatic for me, but I guess people like it.
It's a bit much. He was actually in competitive esports, but got kicked out because he couldn't control himself. And the number 3 on the list is actually a retired pro gamer. He plays a game called Counter-Strike. His name is Summit1G. He's this 34-year-old American guy named Jared. $5.8 million for Jared.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, this doesn't include everything else along the way.
Exactly.
Now, if you are listening and you're thinking to yourself, wow, this is a career for my kid, I want you to think about like when you thought that your son or daughter could be really great at soccer or football, and you brought them out on the field, and you know, and they were okay. They were fine. They weren't quite good enough to get a scholarship into college, but they won some awards and stuff and trophies, I don't know, even more than a trophy just for participation, right? So this is the same thing with esports. Unless they have a talent, they're committed, they need a coach, they need to practice, they need to be dedicated, they need to be motivated, they're not going to be this person, right?
Exactly. How many years do you think it'll be before, you know, everybody, I got to take my kid to soccer practice or piano class and then video game school?
Well, you know, there are some degree programs for video game. And the only reason why I know this is because a family member pays for his grandson's education. And he called me up and he said, you know, little guy wants to go to college for video games. And what do you think about that? I'm like, I think I would have him pick another career, you know.
To make them or to play them?
To play them. He was going to get in video game, you know, and I like, that's not really something that I think, you know, a good tech background should have. I mean, what happened with networking and cybersecurity? I think those were kind of data analytics kind of point you to that direction. So what else do you have about gaming?
That is it for gaming, but this is the time where I love to remind everyone why they need to be on commando.com and subscribe to our newsletters.
Because we have
some wonderful stuff coming up this week. Okay, this one affects us all. How many times a year do you get an email that says, sorry, you were part of a data breach?
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad. We actually talked about that on the show in the last hour because that was our digital life hack. So we have that one coming. And what else do you have?
We've got a great way to get notified if you lose your AirPods somewhere. So instead of just thinking, where the heck are these things? You'll get a little notification, which is really handy. We've also got a new batch of apps you need to delete from your phone. These ones are always really important. Sometimes it's just because they're eating up space. Sometimes they're actually dangerous. So make sure you check that one out. And then we've got some great ways to create and share playlists with your friends and family. This makes a really awesome holiday gift. That's something you taught me, Kim. I think this would be such a fun thing, especially with the chip shortage and how hard it is getting things shipped this year. That would make a really nice personal gift.
Well, thanks for that, Ellie. And thanks for like the whole overview about esports. And I guarantee you that now we're going to be getting calls and notes from kids saying, can you just talk to my mom, please, or my dad and tell them like, I need a new Razer gaming laptop if I'm going to be competitive. And I know it's only $4,000, but I'm going to make all this money in return. No. All right, Al, thanks for joining us. Great job as always. And now I got to do a tip about what you buy on Amazon, because it is the holiday season. And this week it's brought to you by iDrive, protecting your most valuable data, like family photos and videos. It's important. Just ask anyone who's lost everything from a hard drive failure or dreaded ransomware. With the holidays coming up, just think of all your family photos and videos that you're going to capture and you want to preserve. You don't want to lose them. That's why I look to iDrive Backup for providing safe and secure cloud backup. I love it because it's easy to use. It's affordable and includes generous backup space. So, hey, you just have plenty of room. iDrive can be used to back up all your devices, your PCs, your Macs, your servers, your smartphones, and more, all into one account. With their industry-standard encryption, state-of-the-art security, you can rest assured that your data is safe. With iDrive, I can access all my files from any device, which means no matter where I go, I can find the information that I need in a snap. I can also automate backups, and you never have to worry about losing access to your important data. You don't have to worry about running out of space. Plans start at less than $7 a month. When you use my name, Kim, at checkout, you get 90% off your first year. Just go to iDrive.com. Use my name, Kim. iDrive.com. Use my name, Kim. All right, let's talk about the best ways to hide what you buy on Amazon so you don't spoil the surprise. I mean, you know, Alexa can spoil Christmas if you're not careful, because one of the handy features that's built into the Echo gadgets, it announces when an order is delivered, and then it shows the picture right on the screen if you have the show, and you're like, I wish that didn't really happen. When you're shopping for Christmas, it backfires. So if you're trying to get your hands on the brand new Xbox, you just snagged one at the Amazon restock, but weeks to the day, you're sitting down, and then Alexa has it there. So there's a feature built into your Amazon Alexa app on your phone that you can disable her from saying all the new things that are coming at your doorstep or what you need to reorder. And don't forget about push notifications that also show when something has been shared, something has been shipped and something has been delivered, say on a shared device, on your shared iPad, for example. So it's really hard to keep things a secret. And keep in mind, too, that if you are sharing an Amazon account, you can go ahead and set up a household account. And if you order something and you don't want somebody to see it in your order history, whether it's for Christmas or something maybe personal, is that you can hide everything that you ordered on Amazon by archiving that order. We've got the tips on how to do that on the website. Hey, stay right where you are. We're going to go back to your phone calls, and we've got a great tip later on this hour that if you pick up your phone and you see a certain number, I want you to make sure that you don't answer it here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, just a quick reminder that over on the website is that you have instant access to our podcast. So if you'd like to listen to them on the site, just go to komando.com/podcast. Juan in Waco, Texas. Hi there, Juan.
Hello, Kim. So good to be here talking to you.
Oh, well, thank you. How can I help you? What's on your mind right now?
Oh, so many stuff. By the way, enjoying so much of the information that we received through the email, the newsletters. It's fantastic. Thank you so much.
You got it.
And, okay, let me see if I can give you the short version.
Okay.
A month ago, it's complicated. A month ago, I found out that somebody hacked my account for Amazon.
Okay.
And my email. In my email, he blocked the emails from Amazon and eBay, so I couldn't see the notifications. And in my Amazon account, he made some orders. He ordered some stuff, and I found out that he was using a credit card that was registered in Amazon under my name. But I know it's not one of my cards because it was a Discovery card, and I don't have one of those.
Okay.
Well, I was able to cancel the orders. Amazon blocked the account for like a week.
Okay, good.
And I'm good, thank God. I didn't lose any money. But I was super scared because I tend to change the passwords, every 3 months, more or less.
Right.
And I had the two-step verification, so I felt safe. But whenever that did happen, honestly, I feel really, really, really concerned about that.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? And Juan, you're rightfully so. I mean, somebody gets into your Amazon account, they start using credit cards, and then you're wondering what the heck to do. But you're doing the right thing. I mean, you called Amazon, you called the credit card company, and what you want to do every once in a while is to actually change, like, your email password. Somehow they were able to get into your email password. So I want you to make sure that you have two-factor authentication set up with your email account. Hard-to-guess questions. Also, you might want to start looking at those security questions. There's a thing in the tech industry about your security questions is that you lie instead of telling the truth. Hey, Juan, thank you so much for your call. We'll be right back. Hey, thanks for joining, and thanks for listening to the Kim Komando Show. We appreciate your support, truly. And if you're listening on the radio, make sure that you call your local station and thank them. And 24/7, you can find me over at the website, and the address is simply komando.com.